Billy Ray Cobb was the younger and smaller of the two rednecks. At 23, he was already a 3-year veteran of the state penitentiary at Parchman. Possession with intent to sell. He was a lean, tough little punk who had survived prison by somehow maintaining a ready supply of drugs that he sold and sometimes gave to the blacks and the guards for protection. In the years since his release, he had continued to prosper, and his small-time narcotics business had elevated him to the position of one of the more affluent rednecks in Ford County. He was a businessman, with employees, obligations, deals, everything but taxes. Down at the Ford place in Clanton, he was known as the last man in recent history to pay cash for a new pickup truck. $16,000 cash for a custom-built, 4-wheel-drive, canary-yellow, luxury Ford pickup. The fancy chrome wheels and mud-grip racing tires had been received in a business deal. The rebel flag hanging across the rear window had been stolen by Cobb from a drunken fraternity boy in an Old Miss football game. The pickup was Billy Ray's most prized possession. He sat on the tailgate drinking a beer, smoking a joint, watching his friend Willard take his turn with the black girl. Willard was 4 years older and a dozen years slower. He was generally a harmless sort who had never been in serious trouble and had never been seriously employed. Maybe an occasional fight with a night in jail, but nothing that would distinguish him. He called himself a pulpwood cutter, but a bad back customarily kept him out of the woods. He had hurt his back working on an offshore rig somewhere in the Gulf, and the oil company paid him a nice settlement, which he lost when his ex-wife cleaned him out. His primary vocation was that of a part-time employee of Billy Ray Cobb, who didn't pay much but was liberal with his dope. For the first time in years, Willard could always get his hands on something, and he always needed something. He'd been that way since he hurt his back. She was 10, and small for her age. She lay on her elbows, which were stuck and bound together with yellow nylon rope.